All right, man.
Please, people.
Are you ready for Get Out Show?
Yeah.
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 Cool. All right, here we are. We're back again. It's another edition. It's another episode. And we're joined by one of the finest, one of the greatest, one of the latest to the game this week. It's Dave.
That is fair. Latest to the game. Most sober game I've had in years.
Doesn't it suck?
Actually, I enjoy it a little bit more. Like, I love drinking. We all know that. I like getting that drunk on. But when it comes to the game, I know what's going on. You know what I mean? Like, even drunk me, like, we'll be at the game, and I'll cheer, and I'll see, like, the big things. You see the big things, and you're like, yeah! But as someone that loves football, I like being able to pick apart the little things, too. So, like, this game, I was like, I saw things, and I was like, that's awesome. Like, you know, it wasn't just the big plays that I got hyped for. I was hyped the whole time because I knew what was going on. You know, I always know what's going on, but you know what I mean. So, yeah, it was great.
Unless you're high, then it's...
Yeah. That's the thing. If I'm high, this is me. If I'm drunk, this is me. And if I'm sober, this is me.
Somewhere in the middle.
Yeah. And if you're cross-faded, it's...
Windmill.
A lot of dancing.
Yeah.
A lot of dancing this week.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, the thing, I was able to pound a few drinks real quick and get a super nice buzz going. And so I was right in that sweet zone of I'm having fun, but I know what's going on.
So what happens when you don't have 6 hours mm-hmm. to tailgate, you have 30 right? minutes.
Yep, ooh. Exactly. But I'm not gonna trade that. I'm not gonna do that every time because I like my tailgating. Yeah. And speaking of tailgating, man that hooked me up with a beer bong as soon as I got there.
Yep.
I was introduced by the man that handed me an open beer, and now I'm introducing the man that cracks me up a long, thick beer bong. Robin?
You're goddamn right it is.
I'm Robin Bergen.
It's Mr. fucking hand me a beer bong.
Dude, that, big old thick one.
So glad I brought the beer bong back. Mm-hmm. I was like,
brought
you know
the beer
what we
bong
need today?
Back, baby.
What do we need this week?
Beer we bong. Need the beer bong.
Mostly because I was like, I was cleaning off the dryer, and I was like, hey, why is this not gone to the game yet? The beer bong was sitting. So yeah, brought it in. Anyway.
Did you guys do many beer bongs before I got there?
We did a few. We handed out some. I taught some people how to do them.
Everyone did a beer bong. Who was supposed to do a beer bong? Mm-hmm. Ben did a beer bong.
He did. Mm-hmm. Did showed him pretty, some things.
Did, yeah, it was good did times. Pretty admirably.
Yeah.
I got reacquainted to the beer bong, and yeah.
It all worked out. Mm-hmm. Bringing it back around. Full circle. The hoop snake, known as Jake.
It's me. It's One Take Jake. Back in the saddle again. And yeah, so we did 300 episodes. Here's to another 300. Not quite sure what the future holds exactly, but we'll see as things unfold. I like to keep it mysterious and fresh for you listener out there. But yeah, so we got quite a bit to get to, quite a bit to talk about. But I think we should start right there with Dave showing up. He gets there right about 6:15. Hand him a beer as he shows up.
Was it that late?
It was 6:15 to 6:25 was around there because I got stuck on Garden.
Garden, Harlow and Garden.
Yeah, Harlow and Garlow.
Jack Harlow and Garden.
Yep, Harlow and Garlow.
Harlow and Garlow is the name
yep,
of this
writing
episode.
It down.
Write it down.
But yeah, I got stuck there. And then I was also tailgating the crap out of this car. Because they thought they could squeeze in. And because I didn't want a dent in the front of my Jeep, I let them
you
in.
You allowed them.
Yep. But then I risked the dent in the front of my Jeep by staying 3 feet behind them all the way down Garden Valley, all the way down Harlow, and all the way down Garden.
Gateway.
And, yeah.
Gateway Harlow Garden.
Gateway Harlow Garden. I just rode them.
GHG.
Yep. The whole time,
and then rolled
my window down and stuck my head out the window as I drove behind him.
Fucking Ace Ventura. Ace Ventura, over here.
Yeah. Which Mother sucks, was a sister.
Which sucks in the Jeep because you know how it sits, and I'm also right. short, so I'm like standing up, like standing on my pressure on my heels, so I can still throttle and brake. But I'm like, I'm too short, but I'm gonna do this.
It's like every time you see that little old lady driving, whose eyes just barely make it over the steering wheel. Like that was.
That's me hanging out the window for some reason.
Dave's like trying to elevate the No Scrub song. He's like, he's hanging out the side of his own ride.
No. I definitely got a taste of what it feels to be Robin driving to the game when we're running a little bit late. Because I was getting angry.
Mm-hmm.
One, nobody's fault, really. I had to work.
Yeah.
Way she goes.
But it was just like, as I'm watching the minutes tick, not really, I'm not looking at an analog clock, but you know what I'm saying. As I'm feeling the minutes tick away, I'm like, yo, I want to be there at 6 o'clock, not 6:10, not 6:15, 6 o'clock. And I'm like, all right, I'll be there at 6:15. Now it's 6:16 and I'm not there yet. Now I'm getting pissed.
That's exactly how I felt the week before on my way down to the Cal game, because like, I was going through that exact same thing. I'm like bargaining with myself, like, and I'm also trying to allow myself to be okay with the possibility that I'm not going to make it.
Mm-hmm.
Because if I don't make it before the people thin out, I'm not getting in. I don't have 10 minutes late is too late.
Mm-hmm.
So I've definitely got a deadline to make it there. And yeah, I know that exact feeling of anger of everyone around you and anxiety is like, none of you are in as big of a hurry as I am. Please get out of the way.
Right.
Like, even if we're going in the same direction, I guarantee you I will get there first.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you would be behind me. I would never be behind you.
Was kickoff at 7 or 7:30?
7:30.
So I got a good 45 minutes of hanging out
before 7:30 was a saving grace too.
So we ended up parking over two rows from where we normally park because I was also late because I listened to my dad. I was like, hey, I want to leave at 11 so that in case something happens, I have time and I get there early, because I was basically, usually he goes with me and Dave goes with me. Well, neither of them are going with me, so I'm making sure everything is basically remembered. And I have Riv with me, which is fine. And I left. I waited until 11:30 because he was like, we're going to meet at 12 because this was our night game where we decided to bring Chinese food. We did it last year. We did it the year before when we didn't have COVID. I think we did it before that. And so he's like, well, I'm going to be at the Chinese place at noon, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, I'm okay. Hurry, I guess. And it took like half an hour at the Chinese food place. So I didn't get left from there until like 12:35 in Roseburg, which is really only 20 minutes from my house, which means I have about an hour and 10 minutes to get to Eugene normally. So I'm already at least 5 minutes late when we leave it. 12:30. No, 15 minutes late. And that ended up being what we were. It was 15 minutes late getting to park. And I was also pissed off the whole time.
Also, you made the handoff to get the chili before. So that added a couple minutes.
Right. Which, whatever. Took like literally 5 minutes at the most.
Mm-hmm.
But that was also planned.
It wasn't a surprise.
It's also not like it's the last second. Hey, how about this?
Yeah. Yeah. So I wasn't, that wasn't, I was like, this is part of what we're doing. So, which I still have some. I ate some yesterday.
Nice.
I'll probably have some tomorrow.
Some good shit.
Good chili.
Some good chili.
Yeah.
No, I was telling Ben on the way down, I said, you can tell how much I care about something by how many of my fingerprints are on the logistics of what's happening. He's like, what do you mean? I said, well, I have been very specific about when I'm picking everybody up, when I'm dropping the chili off. I'm like this, like the night game at Autzen is its own thing. It's its own experience.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so, like, yeah, there, I wasn't going to miss a freaking moment of what we were doing there that day. So, like, I had everything, like, triple checked. Mm-hmm. Make sure that we're I's are crossed and our D's are, our T's are dotted.
Either way.
Dot the D.
Dot the D, baby.
Urethra.
D'd or darker.
Do we have have they put said anything about what kickoff for Civil War is yet, or is that
waiting? Said it in August.
Did they? Well, what did they say?
5:30.
Okay.
Oof.
Yeah. Sweet.
5:30. So we're leaving at 11. I think 11. Maybe 10. Oh, 10. We're leaving at 10.
10, yeah, because I was like, right. 11. Wait, 11, 12, 30. Yeah.
We're leaving at 10. 10. I forgot.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I packed everything the night before.
Mm-hmm.
And which means I get to go shopping on Wednesday because I'm not shopping for stuff on Thanksgiving. So we'll be ready to go.
Mm-hmm. So I got switched at work. So I've got that whole day. I've got all of that day off. So
good.
Do the rush.
So let's see. Jake and Ben and Bale showed up. We hung out for a while, got TV set up and all that stuff. And we went over to Jed's. Jed had ribs. And I was like, oh my God.
Whatever's fanciest, unless there's ribs.
Ate the shit out of some ribs. They had these, you know how Costco will do those giant cupcakes, but they're cake flavored or whatever. Yeah. They had an apple with a caramel
I missed out on that. Topping. I forgot about that.
Me and Riv ate a whole one, like right there. we shared it. He's like, she's eating. I'm like, hey, you've had enough of that. My turn.
pass that on over here.
Yeah, I'm going to need some of that. And then Jed had koozies for us, which was cool.
Yeah, and stickers.
Yep. Oh, yeah, and the stickers, too.
Yeah, I got one of the stickers.
We stopped by Jessica's tailgate there. And, Riv sold Grayson's pepperoni sticks. You know how, like, Grayson was selling pepperoni sticks for $1.50? She was just selling them, and people were giving her extra money. She ended up selling them all for $36, which she was supposed to do, and then made an additional $36 for herself. So she literally doubled the sales.
Mm-hmm.
And so she was like, I'm buying this and this and that. I was like, I don't care. It's your money. You did it. That was cool.
Yeah, it was kind of fun too. Like I gave her a fucking little sales lesson there too.
Yeah.
Because she's walking out there and she's hitting him with the, hey, pepperoni sticks for sale. I'm like, man, you got to get a better hook than that. I was like, who gives a fuck about pepperoni sticks? Everybody's got food, but you got to give them a reason to care.
Right.
And she's like, what? I'm like, what are you selling them for? Like, well, you know, there's this field trip. I'm like, there we go. We're raising money for a field trip. That's how we open.
And which I don't even know that's why Grayson was selling him. I just, somebody asked and I was like, it's for a field trip. And they're like, to where? I was like, the Science Center.
Like fucking Washington, D.C., dude.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know where their field trip is, but they're selling them.
Mexico.
We should just buy a ton of those pepperoni sticks and then every game, like, raising money for my kids' field trip. They're going to, like, in the place.
They're going to Carcosia.
I'm selling these so my kid can go to Autzen.
My kid Autzen can go to Autzen.
But we all give them a different place that the field trip's going.
There
you go. The aquarium. Tampa. What?
It's Stonehenge.
Mm-hmm.
San Diego Zoo.
Big Ben.
Roethlisberger or the other place.
Yeah, the other place.
Stonehenge 2.
Electric Boogaloo.
Stone Boogaloo.
Carhenge, maybe.
Carhenge. There we go.
Yeah. I mean, they're going to the Bigfoot Festival.
I just say the Painted Hills, since there's like four different places in this country called the Painted Hills.
Coachella.
Coachella.
She asked what Coachella was the other day, and I was like, well, it's technically a place, but it's associated with a concert that, like, everybody in L.A. has to go to.
L.A. Have you been to Coachella out of L.A.?
Right.
There's a bit of me. Oh, go ahead.
Oh, go ahead.
I was gonna say there's a bit of Migos lore about Coachella. Like they apparently turned in a total dog shit performance, and like they've rapped about it in their since albums, kind of making fun of themselves for being bad at Coachella.
Dig it.
He's like, yeah. He's like, I met this bitch at Coachella. It's like it's kind of a little nod to, yeah, we know.
Mm-hmm. Did you hear about how bad Coachella was this year and everyone getting stranded out there? And it
no, raining? But it's hilarious. I love when people have a bad time.
That was Burning Man.
That's also the Fyre Burning Festival.
Man? Yeah, Burning Man was the one where they had a fucking monsoon and their whole desert thing turned into a mud thing.
The Playa, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, okay, they, Burning Man, Coachella, same thing to me.
They fucked up the Playa like big time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
they always do though, because they leave so much garbage and waste, and
the amount of garbage was paraphernalia. Insane this year. Right. There were like trucks and stuff too, because they're like, oh, we can make it. No, we can't.
Stuck.
Oh, might we can make it? How are you, can? Talking about it.
Have you guys seen this TikTok account called Game Changer?
Maybe.
I don't know why I haven't sent you any of it. It is hilarious. It's like a game show.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like it's kind of like one of those things. It's the same people that do Funny or Die or something like that.
Uh-huh. Mm.
And it's like a stand-up thing, and they have three contestants and a guy running the show, and he'll just like he picks somebody or whoever's turn it is, and he's like, Arnold Schwarzenegger ordering a pizza in Germany, and someone has to pretend to be like do that.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty funny.
It's like improv.
Yeah, like an improv game show thing.
Okay.
I'm gonna send it to you now that I'm thinking about it, because I never do think about it.
This is something we could watch right now.
Yeah. Well, mm-hmm. while he's not showing this, let's continue talking about that duck game then, because that also ties into TikTok. Because this fucking bitch that was sitting next to me showed up on my For You page after she got Jake kicked us out of our seats or his seat because she was a fucking snatch.
My technically not my seat.
Yeah, you had a chair there.
I had a chair, and like nobody cares.
The funniest part was another dude came and sat in that same chair later. Bigger dude.
Oh yeah, bigger dude.
Hawaiian dude that like his company rents the seats, the benches that the teams use, the heated bench seats.
Yeah, the heated benches.
Yeah, we talked to him about it. We're like, that's kind of cool.
Hate that fucking bitch.
Yeah. Jake got asked to leave by security because he didn't have a ticket for that seat, which was stupid because this fucking bitch's husband couldn't get by to his seat or something. I don't understand.
I asked several times for a clarification how in what way I was impeding their enjoyment of the game.
Right.
And in no way were they able to verbalize it to me.
Because she wasn't enjoying the game.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Because they weren't there to enjoy the game. And he got mad because I called him out. He's like, we paid $10,000 to be here. I'm like, and I thought he meant that he was trying to say that he was a season ticket holder. I'm like, oh, so they gave you a little license plate cover then. And he's like, oh, so you're going to be a dick, too? I'm like, fucking, I'm matching energy, dude.
Right? Yeah. I heard that part. Here's doing Shout, and you'll see her in the fucking terrible beanie with the pom-pom on the top of it. That's like, Bay, everybody's... By the
way. There's Bailey. Yeah,
everybody's doing their thing, and there's her sitting there, not having fun during Shout. How are you going to sit there during Shout and not fucking have fun?
Right.
I sent you the video earlier of the fucking announcers even dancing to it. The Fox guys in the booth. They were fucking hyped.
Let's see.
I should see how much those tickets are and just get them for next year so we don't have any more tourists.
Well, I've been considering them myself.
It's hard. I don't know how you get those seats because I got lucky when I got them. I need to call the ticket office and ask them because nobody has had the seats next to us the last... Mm-hmm. year or 2 years, this season and last season, because the year before that, the guy who had them before was bitching that he wanted my seats because how did you get those seats? And I was like, I just got them on the website. They were Dino's seats before. And he's like, oh, I know, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, well, I'd really like them. And I'm like, I bet you would, because there's no goalpost in the way.
Yeah.
And then the ticket office contacted me. Well, he wrote this letter about how he'd like those seats and he's donated a lot of money. And I was like, well, here's my letter, because I can also write.
Yeah.
These were Dino's seats. Time.
And he's like, and I got them. Some hammers behind me too, who mm-hmm. also know how to write.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, it did not work out for that guy. And he fucking was like, well, I'm taking my money then. And the U of O's like, okay.
So here is this hoback. I'm just going to play the audio because I've got the Twitter up right here. So Okay. Here she is. Like, trigger warning for anybody who hates this sound.
Mm-hmm. Is it playing?
Did you not hear it?
No.
Nope.
Oh, then her screeching definitely canceled out on my microphone. Here, let me see if I can change it up. Let's see.
I can scroll back and find it, I think.
Hold the phone. We'll try that.
Tyrone. Oh, my God. I heard Boomer Sooner. You're
trying. It says captions are auto-generated. Could not transcribe the audio.
Yeah, because she's a fucking... wiener.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, here's more.
Nothing.
Yeah, I happened to tweet her and I told her that
did
I hope
you hear
she
that?
No.
You can't hear it online either. Annoying that she's being noise canceled.
She's so shrill that our microphones will not allow her to play. Hilarious.
I'll post a link in the
comments. Post it on the Instagram.
Okay. Oh yeah, I can send you the video directly because I saved it. Where's the
just send it to my Twitter or my Facebook or something. Facebook.
The book of the face.
The book of the face.
Mm-hmm.
A book of the
Beppy. Oh, God. I'm like,
God.
So there was one time. Jen and I.
This picture.
That's so good.
There's another one. Hold on. I got to show you this other picture of Dave.
Is that in the Jessica's boob chat? Because I got fucking. Yeah. I got memes for that.
Where is it at?
Found it. Got it. This is great podcasting, by the way. People love listening to us talk about our phone.
Well, yeah. My favorite is like, look, Dave is talking to that guy's wife and he's just looking over there. Like I'm taking pictures of me and my kid.
Right.
And Dave's over there hitting on some dude's wife.
he loves it though.
Oh, here it is. Look at him. Look at Dave.
Yeah, he doing it.
They're just talking. And look at the husband's right there. Like, yeah. And the fucking step or father-in-law is like looking over there like, Dave, what are you doing?
Like, what are you doing? Dave?
Do what I want.
Look, there's another one.
that's called evidence in some places. Phone.
That is called evidence.
Just evidence. I'm just being a nice guy, you know, chatty, like, chatty Kathy.
Chat. How you doing? Chatty Kathy over here.
What are you
here.
Doing after this? Yeah.
You know what'll happen though? Like, I'll be talking to her, and then we'll end the conversation. And her husband, like every time, he reaches out to high five me, grabs my arm, and pulls me in and like hugs me. And I'm like,
what's going on here? Yeah. Every time, me too. And I don't get it. Yeah. I don't even talk to her that long. Like, well, was like, hey, what's up? And
she's, was it this game? When I walked in, she like was grabbing you by the throat or something.
Probably.
It was, and I looked up and I was like, where's mine?
Yes, it was.
And I was like, where's mine?
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, well, you want me to? I'm like, I don't
yes,
just say
please
things.
Grab me by the like, throat.
Yes, choke me.
Choke me, daddy. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. Yeah, that fucking bitch.
No, not that bitch. A different bitch.
No. Yeah, I'm still like, sorry, my head just. Yeah,
we flip back to the bitch that we hate.
Boomer Sooner bitch.
That's, and like, yeah.
I almost want to make that the title of the episode, but I hate her so much she doesn't deserve it.
See. I'm about to send a funny, and I'm gonna send it to David as well.
See, here you can tell how sober Dave is because this is him.
He's just having a great time over there.
He's like,
my eyes don't get that big when I'm not sober.
And then, wait. The very next picture, right after that, you decided to yell at somebody.
Oh, yeah. That looks like that's holding Dave.
Egregious!
Holding!
I like how too, like when arms crossed, just sitting there. But then when I decide to yell, the left hand needs to come up, mm-hmm. like it's a power scream.
So the funniest part about getting kicked out of the section is like we immediately ran up and down to the next section,
mm-hmm.
and like and our good friend and her husband. Looks over at us, and there's Ben and me just like dancing and doing shout from the next section over. And she's like, "How did you get over there?" And I'm like, "I don't know.
We know the stadium."
Yeah, because well, I know how to get places.
That the funnier part to me was like, did we not just get somebody kicked out of that section earlier for wearing beaver gear?
yeah, they were in the aisleway.
There was like three or four beavers there. We're like, get out of here.
There's these three guys in beaver gear because they had a game earlier in the day and they decided to show up at ours. I don't know how they got in. Wow. People can sneak in or something. I don't know. And so I go to security in a world. I go, hey, these guys are harassing people and they don't have tickets to stand there in the aisle. And he's like, oh, they don't. And so he goes and he's like, you guys need to go. And they're like, no. And he's like, all right. And he goes and gets the cops. And then they start to run off. And he climbs up in that section and chases after him.
Mm-hmm. And then awesome. One of them, so where our seats are, and then where Jake, you guys were at, right? How there's the tunnel.
Yeah.
So one of them went up to the top and was just along the rail and tried crossing over to section 21, right behind our seats.
Oh, yeah.
And there was one, this older, bigger dude, he just kept standing there. And the guy kept walking into him. And he kept bumping him. And the guy's just like turning in circles, like just in this kid's way, like, I don't know what's going on.
What am I doing? Yeah,
like the kid's like, hey, I'm trying to, like, he's like, move over. And the guy's like, is just literally like spinning in circles in his spot. And like, ah. And I'm like, that's awesome.
Oh my goodness.
Was very awesome.
So, anyway.
What did you say? Soon. That needs to go on TikTok and or
Instagram.
Fuck, Instagrams and all that shit.
Instagrams.
Oh. Awesome. Oh, when you can't find your Thanksgiving turkey, but that guy will do.
That guy would be several Thanksgiving turkeys. Like, you know, there's I thought these guys smelled bad on the outside.
Oh, this guy goes by the what does he say? The lady killer handle Wampa One.
Wampa One.
Wampa One.
Jay and Silent Bob are fucking clown shoes. If they were real, I would beat the shit out of them for being so stupid.
Fuck them up their stupid asses. Fuck Jay and Silent Bob. Fuck them up their stupid asses. That's what he says. Mm-hmm.
Who the fuck said that shit?
I'm going to post those two videos on my Instagram right now. It's Red Arrow Deep South.
Red Arrow Deep South, where you can find all the funniest videos of terrible people being terrible.
God, she fucking sucks.
She's the worst, man. And just like throughout the entire season, we've come down there and been borderline hostile to most conference opponents, and then reasonable to all non-conference opponents. But we've had way too many people in that section every game this year. And every game this year, security comes over and is like, oh, hey, guys, how's it going? Good to see you. Cool. All right. Mm-hmm. And the people who get those seats on StubHub every week go, oh, hey, you know, no one cares because their team is losing by 100. And, yeah, nobody cares. And they usually leave early. But just someone who was there, they weren't there for football. They weren't there for the same reason I was there. And that's always the problem, is I always get into shit with people who aren't there for the same reason I'm there. Oh, we haven't even talked about our first run-in with CMS.
What was the first one?
Well, when your dad showed up.
Oh, yeah. I was like, what are you talking about? Before the game. Yeah
before the game.
So, as I said, my dad didn't ride up with us like normal because of the stuff going on with my mom. And so he rode his motorcycle up and he showed up late and he pulls in to park in our section. He's got the handicap sticker on his bike and goes to go in the handicap section.
Which is one of the most hilarious things I've ever seen, by the way.
Right?
A handicap sticker on a motorcycle.
They make them. It's, mm-hmm. And the funnier part is that it's a wheelchair.
Right.
Handicap sticker. Like, it's legit.
No, it's real. It's a real thing. It's just so really funny.
He parks in one of the wheelchair spots right next to us. And the fucking security guys are losing their shit over him parking there. And he's like, all right, well, fine. And then on the radio, this fucking chick is like, he just bum rushed his way by, or I don't remember how she worded it, but something along those lines, and didn't pay and blah, blah, blah. And he's like, I offered to pay. And the guy was like, just go through. Like, this is the calmest I've ever seen my dad. Like, the exact opposite of us when we're dealing with CMS.
At the same moment right now. Like, there was a time, there was a moment, like, Ben comes over and he's like, is this getting out of hand? I'm like, no, yeah. it's actually quite in hand, mostly because I've stopped talking. So while I have raised the white flag and declared a personal ceasefire with CMS while your dad handles business, this fucking jerk off comes walking up from behind and says, hey, just so you guys know, you're going to have to put your tents away when the game starts.
Is that what we do?
And yeah. So it's clear, like, this guy just came over to say something about something to somebody, and he fucking picked the wrong dude, man, because he got me, and I already don't like CMS.
Right.
And so I laid into a series of fucks, motherfuckers, and stupid assholes that I'm quite proud of. Came down to essentially, like, why the fuck are you bothering us? Like, this is the first time we've ever fucking tailgated here, you hillbilly fuck. Like, get the fuck out of my face and go bother someone else, you stupid asshole. Get the fuck out of here. Like, what the fuck do you want me to do? Like, we're currently using the tent. Go away. Oh, I'm just saying, like, you're not saying shit. Go the fuck away. Fuck you, motherfucker.
You know what he said after that?
Nothing. Not shit.
He fucking turned around and left.
Yep. Should have followed them and then pointed at every tent. Hey, did you let them know? Hey, did you let them know?
All I made my fucking
5,000 tents that are up here. Did you let them know?
All I said was, yeah, because I always leave my stuff out so it can get stolen. Shut up.
And I was in docile aggressive mode and then got reactivated. So he could have let me calm down. He could have let me chill. I was on my way down. I was working through it. I was box breathing. Mm-hmm. I was being mindful of the moment. And then this guy comes over here. Like, I've been drinking green tea all goddamn day. He's going to bring out the demons in me.
Hooks the bear from the other side.
For real. Like, what are you doing? Like, can't you see that I'm over here actively disengaging from the aggression, man?
Could not. You could not see that. So that was
a lot of fun and options this week.
Basically, my dad, I was like, he's just gonna park next to my car in our spot that there's no one else gonna be in. It's fine. And he's like, all right, well, he's got to pay. And I was like, he already told you he was going to pay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not talking anymore. And I just stopped.
Yeah, that's I was like, we're I'm going.
I can only say
here.
The same thing so many times. That's why I hate repeating myself when I teach. I'm like, hear it the first time, understand it the first time, and we won't have a problem.
Increase your listening comprehension.
Anyway, game went on. That fucking bitch yelled at Lincoln Riley again. You'll see the second video on Instagram, too. I'll post that now. And she yells, what did she yells? Like, Boomer Sooner or something.
Like, Oklahoma's better without you. Fuck you, motherfucker.
Here, I'll play it so I can listen. Boomer Sooner, you traitor. And he goes, you too, sweetheart.
I didn't hear that part.
Yeah. He goes, that's you funny. Too, sweetheart.
Mm-hmm. Was
you can't hear it. No.
Yeah. Was Lincoln Riley the one? What coach just kicked a kid off the team for taking 2 weeks off for a mental health break? Was that Lincoln Riley?
That's a good question. Jamie, look that up.
Yep, I'm looking it up right now. Hey, did you guys hear about that?
I did not.
All right. I'm going
to
get
some
names.
You read about this? So Dave's looking that up. Yeah, man. Like, here's something that I've learned is, like, when you go someplace, you kind of have to become one with the culture that's in that place. And fuck you, hobag.
I just, like, if you go back and watch that video, maybe I should post that too, where everybody's like, hey, hey, and she's not doing anything. Like, literally, what is wrong with you? Why would you come to something you're going to hate so much?
Some people are so driven by negativity, it's actually really sad.
It's what kept Darth Maul alive.
Until he got cut in half.
No, after again. He got cut in half.
Oh, I know about that.
So in the cartoons, he survives.
Yep.
He goes like spider metal legs for a while. Like, he goes metal legs like fucking Star Fox.
Yeah, kind of.
Yep.
Because didn't he... The Han Solo scene that he's in is after he was cut in half, right? The Solo movie. Yeah.
So it goes, he cut in half.
Mm-hmm.
And then the cartoons come out, and there's a part where he's got like spider legs. Metal, like robot spider legs, and then he gets regular walking legs,
and then, he gets baby movie. Legs,
and he gets baby legs.
Look at him, he's shirt cocked,
and it looks so big in this baby hand. But yeah,
hey, baby legs, Maul, you got to learn how to work with the Sith, and regular legs, Darth, you got to work together.
Yeah. If you're a Sith, you don't have your own legs.
Nope, that's not how it works.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so this coach, not Lincoln Riley, Lane Kiffin, Ole Miss's head coach.
Yeah.
So,
Lane Kiffin did it?
Yeah, Lane Kiffin did it. So basically, it was the kid leaked the audio after he got kicked off the team, I think.
Yeah.
And it's basically Lane Kiffin being like, hey, you can't take 2 weeks off. And the kid's like, well, you know, I was having like mental health problems, you know, and I wanted to take some mental health days. He's like, 2 weeks? He's like, we called you. We've been trying to get a hold of you, trying to be like, hey, like, come on in. Like, let's get you some help and blah, blah, blah. And he's like, you just disappeared for 2 weeks. And he kicks him off the team. So now Lane Kiffin's in trouble, and there's a whole lot of back and forth because it's like, yeah, the kid was going through some stuff. Completely understandable.
Yeah.
But he's a scholarship athlete and just gave up on, didn't go to classes, didn't tell anybody.
I'm on Lane Kiffin's side on this
Yeah,
one.
Exactly. Again, we've all been through tough spots and mental health issues. Take care of it, but don't just like skip out on all your responsibilities.
You can't completely check out. You have to at least tell somebody what's going on and then
especially,
go talk to somebody.
Especially when you hear on the chat that he's saying like, look, like we tried to get a hold of you for 2 weeks, like reaching out to you, trying to get you to come in and get help. Like you don't get to turn the doctor down when you're saying that you're having a mental health crisis. That's not how it works.
Yeah. So it's like, it's one of those things that's going back and forth right now where people are picking sides. And the first thing when I heard it, I was like, I listened to part of the audio. I'm like, yeah, he's telling the kid that like he had chances.
Yeah.
Like, that's on you, bud.
You don't just get kicked off the team.
Not generally, no. No. You have to do something.
Mm-hmm.
You earn your way off. Just like yeah. You earn your way on.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I called out one of my coworkers the other day for using the phrase promoted to customer, which I hate it so much.
I've never heard that.
Yeah. I said, and he's like, yeah, you know, he'll probably end up getting promoted to customer. I'm like, please don't say that around me. That's so dumb. He's like, what do you mean? I'm like, don't you understand what the inference of that phrase means? It means that any position outside this company is better than any position within it, including yours.
Mm-hmm.
A promotion to customer means an improvement in lifestyle. So by telling me that you're promoting someone to customer means that this job is not worth doing.
Yeah.
So you need to change your phraseology. He's like, well, I don't need a will I just. I'm just I just told you.
Mm-hmm. Well, I had a moment like that at the tailgate too. Those guys that were there. The guys that were at the tailgate.
Yeah.
I can't remember. Kyle and his buddy.
Yeah.
Well, his buddy's kid is in the Navy apparently, and they were talking, and he found out I'm Filipino, and he says to me, he's like, oh, your mom Filipino? He's like, yeah. He's like, oh, she's not like a mail order bride or anything. I'm like, you don't know me well enough to be making jokes like that, so I'm gonna let this one slide. And he was just like, oh. I was like, yeah.
I caught the corner, like,
yeah,
a bit of that, and I was like. Mm-hmm.
I was like, you just met me, and so I'm gonna let this slide, but you don't know me well enough to be making jokes like that. All right.
Like, I do know you well enough to make jokes like that, and I won't make
jokes.
Yeah,
I've had lifelong friends that have maybe said something once. And I was like, you don't know me.
I don't know that it's funny even.
Yeah.
If he said it and it was something that was funny, you could be like, okay, look, man.
Yeah. Right.
But yeah, like, that's, I was like,
you don't know me.
Don't know me, don't bro me.
Yeah.
A good one.
I like it.
That, so we're up top, like right at the beginning of the game, and they're doing, it's Veterans Day, so they're doing the salute to service and all that. And you know, I'm there with Ben, who's in the Army Reserves. And so when they say, you know, give a round of applause for all the active service people in the area. Like, Bailey and I start gassing up Ben because that's what we're here for. We're not in the military, but he is. So cheer for him. That's our dude. His success is our success. That whole deal.
Mm-hmm.
And so this fucking guy in a USC shirt and a blue jacket standing next to us, it was like, hey, I'm like, what? He's like, I was in the Navy for, I'm like, what? Like, I'm celebrating my brother. He's like, I was in the Navy for 8 years. I was like, okay, and now you're a civilian.
Yeah, I don't know you. I don't care.
Yeah.
Can more than one person be in the military? Yeah. We don't know you. Fuck off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you were in the Navy. He's in the Army, so it's okay. But, like, the guy who's next to us, he's like, oh, you're in the... And they, like, give the whole handshake and everything that older veterans do to younger veterans, right?
Yeah.
And so, but then this other guy, he's like, oh, I was in the Army, Navy. I'm like, are you upset that people care about him and not about you? Is that what's happening right now? You can fuck off too. Like,
he's the guy that unironically posts the you're welcome for my service memes.
Oh, right.
You know, because I actually missed out on it. I didn't do it again this year, which I usually do. But we all know that it's ironically doing it. I don't.
Yeah.
Right.
Like every time, like you guys have been places with me where they're like veteran stand up and I don't do it because I'm not looking for that.
Right.
You know,
I think you should.
I know. Yeah. I do sometimes. Sometimes I'm just like, I'm not, you know, like.
Sometimes you don't feel like it.
Yeah, I don't feel like it.
And that's your right to not, but yeah. I still think you should.
Mm-hmm. But you know what I mean? It's like, there's those guys that are out there being like, hey, did you know that I was in the military?
There are the guys who wear the Purple Heart leather jackets. That's all there is. That's all you need to say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I hope I see one of those one day, because I don't think I have.
Go to a gun show.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Like, I've been to enough gun shows in my life that I've seen so many fucking...
Mm-hmm.
Got tickets.
That's only one gun over there, though.
Oh, actually, I might be working some gun shows this summer.
That's funny, Dave. Like, I forget that you work at a gun store. Like, I can't wait to hear like the types of people that come through the door.
We're gonna have some good stories.
I was gonna say, one of the weirdest things that happened to me in a gun store is I was hanging out with my dad. We're looking at guns. Weird thing. And this guy's phone goes off, and it's a gun going off and a shell casing hitting the ground. And I've never heard a store go quiet faster. Like, everyone turns and looks at this guy. He's like, yeah, I should probably change that, huh? I didn't think about I hadn't thought about it like that. Like, he's just standing there, and everybody's like, you see there's like eight dudes ready to stand their ground.
Right?
Like,
they're ready. Oh,
yeah. Yeah. Well, that's the one thing at work they were talking about. It was like my third day. And I was talking to one of the guys that had been there for a while. He's like, oh, yeah, and like, you can carry at work. And I was like, I can carry at every job. I was like, yes. Yep. And he just kind of,
I know that.
He kind of chuckled. He's like, all right, I just want, like, I was like, no, I get it. You're just like putting it up, like making sure if I didn't know for sure. I was like, but I can carry at every job.
Yeah, I get to do things a lot of people don't.
Yeah.
Speaking of
sealed,
I was talking to Ben, and you know, he missed out on his first free IHOP, and he was like, oh man, you know, miss out. I'm like, it's okay, dude, you're gonna have a lot of Veterans Days ahead of you. He's like, what do you mean? I only have like three. I'm like, what are you talking about? You're a veteran for the rest of your life. He's like, okay. Yeah. This complete realization. I'm like, yeah, you get free food once a day every year. Yeah, it's your double birthday, man. Like, way to go. Good job. You unlocked the cheat code to free food one day.
And certain restaurants. I've told you guys the accidental drunken Vegas story before, haven't I?
Tell it again for the archives.
Yes. I was in Vegas for my sister's 30th birthday. I was stationed in San Diego, so it was a short trip. I was only there for 2 days. So the day we were supposed to leave, my wife and I, we go to the Toby Keith's I Love This Bar and Grill, and we order a bucket of beer. And then the lady looks at me, and I, you know, clean shaven haircut. And she says, oh, are you in the military? I'm like, yeah, active duty. And I showed her my ID. And she's like, oh, you get a free beer and a burger. And I was like, oh, cool.
Hell yeah.
And I'm thinking a free beer. Here's a bottle of Miller Lite or something like that. So we go ahead and order that bucket of beer. And my wife ordered another drink for her. They come out with a 32 ounce mason jar and a burger.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, okay. So I've got this bucket of beer. It's got five or six beers in it, bottles of beer in it, this 32 ouncer. And I'm like, well, I guess I'm drinking. So I'm drinking these.
That
math
doesn't math. This must be really small beers.
Hmm?
This must be really small beers to get five beers into a 32 ounce.
No. It was a 32 ounce glass of beer and a bucket of beer.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'm with you now. Okay.
Yeah. So because like I said, when they said you get a free beer, I'm thinking a bottle of beer. So I'm like, okay, cool. I'm going to drink six beers.
Over 100 ounces of beer.
Yes. And I'm like, oh, okay. So I drink them. I eat my burger and we get up to leave. And we're walking down the strip and I'm like, babe, we can't like go anywhere yet. She's like, okay, no, that's fair. So we're walking and this is, you know, way pre-COVID. So they're still selling drinks right on the sidewalk. And we're like, oh, a margarita slushie. That sounds great. Get one of those, start drinking it. It's like 100 degrees out. Like, better get another drink. It's really hot out here. Next thing you know, the sun's starting getting down and it's like, oh,
sun's getting real low.
Sun's getting real low, big guy. And we still have to drive back to San Diego. So my wife stops drinking.
Wagging it, smacking it, wagging it, Jack.
We get in the car, and I'm in a suit. I'm in a suit because I only took nice clothes because we went out to some really fancy places for my sister's birthday. So we drive all the way back to San Diego. I sleep some of the way. We don't even stop at the house. She drives me straight to the ship. And I get out, unbuttoned dress shirt, wrinkled up suit, and I just go up on. I'm like, permission to come aboard. And they're like, what the fuck are you been doing? I was like, I just got back from Vegas. They're like just got back from Vegas. I'm like, just got back from Vegas. And I'm supposed to go do turnover. Basically, I'm supposed to do ammo and weapon stuff. And I'm like, I'm gonna go down to the armory and sleep.
Well, you know, if you knew anything about Toby Keith, is that the reason they brought you that much beer is that we'll raise up our glasses against evil forces, whiskey for my men and beer for my horses. So they brought you enough beer for a horse.
Beer for a horse.
Yeah. Horse-sized beer.
Mm-hmm. The old horse beer.
The old horse beer.
Oh, man.
Have this beer and horse it.
Wait. No.
My first night ever in Vegas started in that same bar. Like, that was, we went there because my buddy that I was in band in high school, his band was playing there. And he's like, hey, guys, get some drinks. They're on me. I'm like, sure, okay. Are. And he's like, afterwards, we're going to go down to this other bar. And guess what? Drinks are on me.
Sure are.
We got fucking hammered till 6 in the morning. I remember sitting at this other
that's
bar.
That's 6 a.m. That's not 6 in the morning. That's 6 a.m.
6 a.m. I'm talking to these people, and this chick won't leave me alone. She's some old fucking cougar with, like, cougary cougar. And I just, like, went into a Russian accent. And would not break character.
I cannot.
Would not break character.
I cannot.
Like, the whole time.
That's awesome.
Respect the kayfabe.
Mm-hmm. Right? It was a good time.
I had this group of girls come up to me this same trip for my sister's birthday. And this one girl comes up to me. She says, hey, you're pretty cute. I'm like, well, thanks. And she's like, I'm trying to get married in one of those Vegas, like, the Vegas marriage things. And I was like, that's cool. She's like, do you want to get married? And I was like, I'm already...
Not really.
Yeah. I was like, I already did that once. Because my wife was at a slot machine, like, you know, maybe 10 feet away.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, come on, it's just for fun. I was like, I don't think that would be fun for me.
But that's not how I have fun.
Yeah.
Not great fun.
And then my wife comes up, and the girl was trying to convince her to let me marry her.
Like, come on.
With Elvis Presley thing. I was just like... I feel like I'm going to get in trouble. I didn't even do anything.
I've told Jen, like, we're going to go back and get the whole real deal, schmacking a meal. Like, Eddie's going to do our wedding and everything.
You know? You miss Eddie.
Yeah. We want to do the whole tacky thing. You know, we did the sweet backyard wedding. Now we want to go be fucking go to the pawn shop, buy a rock, you know,
get the buffet brunch.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's where it's at. The American dream.
That's the American dream all the way through.
Shit.
God, I kind of want to go to Vegas now.
I was thinking, like, the three of us, we should go to Vegas.
We were supposed to be in Vegas this weekend. Remember that? Well,
yeah, I do remember that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thanks a lot, Brian. He's not listening, so
yeah.
I know he's...
Well, yeah, he does. He never does.
I mean, I would still talk shit to him anyway, but, yeah.
Say it again?
I said, you guys were supposed to be there. I was going to be too broke.
Well, I was going to go whether I was broke or not.
Just, yeah, I was going to find a way. I would sell a kidney or something.
Yeah, you have two of them.
A kid and a knee?
Yeah.
It's weird.
Yeah. I got two kids and I got two knees. Like, I can, and if I only have one knee, then I get to be on fucking handicap on
or
everything.
You could have sold one of the knees from one of the kids, and then it's a kid knee.
Or a kid's knee, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know the math on that, but sounds like
if you sold a kid's kidney and his knee, you'd have a kid kidney knee.
Kid kidney knee.
Mm-hmm. That's like a pin pineapple pineapple.
I don't know what just happened.
Pineapple pen.
Kid, pen island. I have a pen. I have an apple. Apple pen.
That's some Asian comedy right there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wanted to dress up as that guy for 1 year for Halloween, but then
but
I
nobody
ended up
would
not doing
get it.
Anything. Yeah, and then I ended up not doing anything for Halloween. Maybe
you
I'll just
been
do it.
Psy.
Hey,
Dave, you should be Psy for Halloween.
Mm-hmm. I'd have to shave then.
Yeah, it'd be funny though. I shaved for Halloween. Yeah, it's worth it. I remember that.
Oh yeah, you were there. Were you not Jake from State Farm?
No, I was after sex.
Oh, Ron Burgundy. Ron Swanson, not Ron Burgundy. No. That's right.
I had a date the day after that too, and I like had to explain to the girl. I was like, okay, listen, I'm about to show up to this date with a full-on mustache. I want you to understand that I do not normally have a mustache. And, yeah, she played rugby for OSU and...
All right.
Yeah, scored a try.
One time Robin and I went to the casino and I dressed up as a hipster Santa Claus.
That's awesome.
Do you remember that?
I do.
Also, if you want chicks to sit on your lap during Halloween, mm-hmm. dress up as Santa Claus.
I just wore a green, the green captain hat and a green polo. And I was like, mm-hmm. I'm just the captain. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was
I had like some red corduroy pants.
Dress as
some red suspender.
Yes. Taking notes.
Santa Claus, Halloween Santa Claus. They all want to sit on your lap and tell you how good a girl they've been.
Santa Claus would be a good name.
Halloween Santa Claus might be the name of this episode.
Mm-hmm. I like Harlow and Garlow still.
Harlow and Garlow is pretty good.
Harlow and Garlow is solid. Oh, shit.
Damn it. Now I'm definitely dressing up as Santa Claus next Halloween again.
There you go. So we got an away game this week. Game's at 1.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, at least it's at 1.
Yeah. Gets it over with. Sit around and wait all day.
Right.
I just watched one game. It's an amuse bouche for the Duck game. then we watch the game. Then afterwards we get to watch a nice game as a come down, and then methadone football on Sunday.
It's on Fox.
Methadone football would also be a good name.
Jake, I might call you on Saturday.
What are you gonna call me?
Jake.
From State Farm. All right. I need to put Fox on my phone to watch the game because I'll be at work.
I told Riv right around Halloween that you were Jake from State Farm at one point. Mm-hmm. And she goes, "Isn't he black?" And I go, "Black yeah, adjacent." And she's like, "Oh,
not the original."
Sure he is there.
Not the original.
Yeah, exactly.
The original Jake from State Farm. OG Jake from State Farm. Mm-hmm. Before they ditched him and got a good-looking, light-skinned dude. That's what they did.
They sure did. That's exactly what they did.
Insurance Devin Booker is what it is.
Insurance. No, Devin Booker's got those beady little eyes you can't fucking trust.
Oh, yeah. It's Insurance Drake.
There we go. That was Drake. You remember when Drake was on? He showed up for that one episode. That one episode of the commercial.
The episode of the commercials. Yes.
I had a really good idea for a marketing campaign for Allstate. It should be Allstate. It'd be the college football's official insurance provider, and everything would be Allstate. And you get all these throwback athletes and stuff. Basically, just build on the Heisman House concept.
There you go.
But we are Allstate.
Yeah. I feel like Robin needs to dress up as an insurance guy, because out of the three of us, he's the only one that hasn't been an insurance guy.
I haven't been an insurance guy.
You were Jake from State Farm.
No, I wasn't.
He just is Jake from State Farm.
People call me that. I was Ron Swanson after sex.
Right.
Yeah, that's right.
It just looked like Jake from State Farm.
But I had the mustache.
But the mustache, that was the touch.
Okay.
And the hair, I had a comb over.
Oh, remember a couple weeks ago we were asking about how long you've been saying put your dick away?
Yeah.
I watched the video from when I dressed up as you for Halloween, which was like 9 years ago.
And I
said it. As you walked in, I said, "Hey, put your dick away."
Yeah.
So it's been around since before that.
It's like a decade of putting your dick away.
At least, because it would have to be established that you say it.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's like me saying or well hey.
We should make that a t-shirt.
Well hey,
put your dick away. 10 years running.
10 years running.
No, it's just the door creaking open with a hand in it or something.
A decade of dick away.
Hashtag decade of dick away.
Put your dick away.
Oh, a face search.
These people, they're going to be anywhere in the world, but they put their dick away. We appreciate that. Make sure you're checking out the YouTube if you want the full meal deal. You want the whole pre-show where we talk about what we're talking about. And we're a little bit loosey-goosey. there during the pre-show. If that's your style of show, check us out there on YouTube. Elsewise, you can find us on the Spotify and always badfacts.info. Shut up, Dave. But for this episode, this edition, good night, universe.
Go Ducks!
Go Ducks.
Go Ducks.